They can't get enough of it, and we should be springboarding off the back of the World Cup last year, which was enormous through Japan. And one man who would have been watching on all the way through was Waratahs prop Harry Johnson Holmes. HJH, how are you, fella?
Very well, mate. Thanks for having me.
No, good to have you on. Look, this is the perfect time to get you in as well.
Yeah.
You are from Cowra. Tomorrow we'll jump in the car this afternoon and head out there for our live broadcast from Cowra tomorrow. What's your number one tip for Dave Stanley when he hits the ground in Cowra?
Mate, you're going to want to go Breakout Brasserie.
Okay.
Get yourself a BLT there. then you're going to head to the Imperial and any beer on tap that would there.
Reshes? They'll have a few Reshes on tap, surely.
Many Reshes there. I think everything's actually just Reshes, just with a different label on it. So yeah, pick whatever's cheapest.
Sounds like Graceland.
Why would he go straight for your heart? He's mentioned food into beer.
Oh, it's enormous. And we've been told, and I mean, look, obviously Cowra famous for its lamb, but the lamb cutlets we're told are just out of this world as well, mate.
Mate, unbelievable. Unbelievable. They breed them well down there. It's a delicacy all over the world.
How good and how well, Harry, is Rob Penny going? You've got a new coach here. Darryl Gibson steps out. Rob Penny steps in. How is life under the new coach at the Waratahs?
Mate, it's unreal. Rob's brought a really fresh new kind of vibe to the group, and it's been phenomenal. Kind of how he's been able to slot in so seamlessly and make the boys all feel comfortable to go to war for him. The other blokes we've got involved are, doing just the same. Folks like Matty Cobain coming on for the forwards, and even just recently, Phil Bailey's been tremendous with his defensive stuff. It's just a breath of fresh air, I suppose, for us boys, and with a lot of young blokes, it's been pretty seamless.
We had Will Miller from the Rumbies on earlier in the week. The Wallabies haven't returned to the squad down there yet. Have you got Kirtley Beale and the rest of the guys back yet?
Yeah, mate, we've been putting Kirtley to work for weeks now.
You've been putting Kirtley, has he needed the work, Kirtley Beale?
What was that, sorry?
Has he needed the work?
No, he's been fine. He's come back in good nick. But no, yeah, those boys came back. They actually joined us just before we went on break for Chrissy. And then, they've been back ever since in the new year. Looking good.
Harry, every pre-season's the best pre-season, and there's tweaks, and they're often long pre-seasons as well as a player and as a coach. What's the main ingredient of this pre-season that's going to make the Waratahs stand out in 2020?
Look, we had a pretty, bit of a slap in the face when we kind of got all these new coaching staff in, because we thought that, there'd be a bit of a transition, and we'd probably benefit from the transition that they would try and gauge what they wanted out of us. But when we came in, to be completely honest, they just had a flat idea, a very decisive idea of how they wanted us to be as players and athletes. And I suppose Anthony Katrubi, our S&C, really good, just got him from the Dragons. He ran us into the ground, literally. Did the most amount of running I've ever done, and I suppose that kind of just worked well, that we were doing things that I didn't think were humanly possible, and a lot of the boys would have said the same. And I think we can now have a lot of confidence in our running loads and our ability to run a lot. But Rob coming in with his background in Japan, where there's a lot of skill involved, pairing those two together, I think we just look great. Play very similar kind of to the Japanese team in the World Cup. They just back themselves, back their skill, back their fitness, just play exciting brand of footy, I guess.
Well, on the back of that, mate, a lot of new faces and a lot of new young players at the Tars. As fans and watching Super Rugby, who should we be keeping an eye on this season, you reckon?
Mate, yeah, a lot of great young talent coming through. I really like the look of Mark Nwanga Nitawazi. He's a Fijian, Italian, Australian. And he's built like a Ferrari. He's on the wing. He can jump, he can run, and he's got pretty good feet as well. Big lad. And I reckon he's got a pretty bright future. If he gets to run this year, I can keep an eye on him. But yeah, plenty of good cattle in the stockyard.
What about Tepai Moroa? I saw him go through as an Aussie schoolboy, Harry, alongside Tane Milne in the centres. Obviously, bounced across the league, back in Union. What have his touches been like through the preseason?
Oh, Tep's been unreal. He's I think just a different. I think what he's taken from league and brought back over, whilst you can still see, as it's been, it's obviously going to be a tough transition for him coming back to Union, but you can see in the way he plays and especially his skill set, like he's obviously a phenomenal rugby talent, and what he's been able to bring from rugby union, a lot of offload post contact, like that's just been huge for us, and obviously he's a big lad, so he just draws in more defenders than what we've maybe had in the last couple of years, where we've had probably more skillful centres. The ability to give him the ball and see defensive lines have to commit at least two people to bring him down just opens up so much more space out wide. And even if he does hold the ball, his ability to get the offload away has been phenomenal. He's going to be really hard to handle for defences that don't put two blokes on him. And I think that's going to open up a lot for us and let blokes like Carmichael Hunt and Kirtley Beale get into those seams and really expose teams.
We've got New South Wales Waratahs prop Harry Johnson Holmes on the line. HOH, similar to last year, you guys are on the road for the duration of the season and you're hitting a number of regional centres again, taking matches to Newcastle, round two, Wollongong and Tamworth. How much do you guys love taking it to that part of the state, your matches that direction?
Yeah, we love it. We absolutely love it. We did a few last year, and to be able to branch out even more, it's been a massive theme for us. It's not so much a week by week thing, but we've circled it in the preseason stuff that we've said how good is our ability to spread, the Waratah and take it to places it's never been before, and be able to just repay loyal fans out those ways that haven't gotten Super Rugby in the past couple of years, but have been loyal supporters ever since. Places like Tamworth, that's just going to be an incredible weekend. We all know Newcastle is going to be a cracker, as it always is, but we love it. It's just an exciting way for us to include the state. We always pride ourselves in being a state entity and representing the broader community, fans just get around it. They just love it. Even when we go to Brookvale, it's the Northern Beaches. It's hard sometimes for them to cross the bridge and for us to get over there. They always help us out with packed crowds and there's usually a packed house, no 420 pies left because they've eaten them all and the beers are run dry. No rushes there. after we pack out Brookie. So, yeah, mate, we love it. We get a lot out of it and the community gets a lot out of it.
Mate, you've nailed us Northern Beaches types in one go there. We don't do bridges. But, mate, we spoke earlier about the pre-season. It's time to play some footy now. Pre-season trial against the Highlanders tomorrow at Leichhardt. I know it's a team sport, but can you give our listeners some insight into your thinking as an individual rugby player going into a trial like that? What goes through your mind? How excited are you? What are you trying to get out of the game personally?
I think individually as a player, you go all through pre-season where you're practicing your own moves, you're defending your own moves. There's just not that element of unpredictability towards the end of preseason. You know what people are doing. You can see the cues in, whether you're going to hit back blindside or, if there's a sneaky little play down the sideline going on. I think for us, especially against a team like the Highlanders, who play such a, expansive and skillful brand of footy, it's just a way for us to check in on things like our defensive systems, make sure that those are working, and then to test our genuine starter players and stuff like that to see if we are actually going to be creating opportunities through the stuff we've been practicing. More specifically, as a front roller, it's the same thing. You're scrummaging against the same blokes every week. You know what tactics they've got. You know what different combinations are going to look like for us. This Highlanders team is going to be completely new. Anything a lot of the boys have come up against. It's a way for us to, I suppose, fact check whether or not the things we've been doing are working, and gives us that buffer of a couple of weeks to look into whether or not there's things we need to change, whether there's things we need to keep. I suppose at the end of the day, it's just a bit more footy. bit more footy that's really going to benefit us as a team, a bit of confidence in the stuff we've been doing, and it's going to be a cracker of a game.
Mate, just lastly, you made that debut for the Wallabies 2019, Joburg, South Africa. Dave Rennie, whilst he's still in Glasgow, you must be looking, must be excited about that prospect of him joining, mate, and the blank canvas. What's ahead?
Yeah, well, I think that's probably, you know, the benefit of being able to see what Rob Penny's been able to do at the Waratahs. It's you know, worked really well. It's worked really well in our context, having a new coach, blank canvas. You know, Dave Rennie's, you know, a phenomenal coach by all reports, and the stuff he's done is fantastic. I'm really excited because, you know, for Australian rugby, we, much like the Waratahs, we've got a lot of young blokes coming through ready to, you know, replace those slots that have been blokes that have moved on post-World Cup. And, you know, we've got tremendous talent in Australia and in our sport. You know, I think we've done well to retain a lot more talent than we maybe have in the past couple of years. So I think for us, it'll be exciting for him with some of those new blokes coming in. But, you know, for young blokes like myself, excited to learn from him and hopefully, get to represent with a good group of blokes.
All right, mate, we'll go. Good luck at Leica and the trial match. And then, of course, that first Super Rugby match. Gee, first cab off the rank, the Crusaders.
Fortnite tomorrow.
First of Feb, and you can catch that live on Fox. That'll be an early match here in Sydney, mate. I'll take the tip too on the Imperial and the BLT at, where was it, Breakout?
The Breakout Brasserie, mate, yeah, just off the main street. Or if you're looking for a good pie, Ken's Hot Bake.
Mate, he's always looking for a good
pie. I'll give you the tip, Harry. I'll go the pie and the BLT. Don't worry about that. Thank you very much, mate.
Pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me.